You're listening to SBS News.
32-year-old James Lauk grew up in the Melbourne suburb of Dandenong. His childhood memories are bittersweet. Many of his friends from that time are no longer alive. The first time he lost a close friend was back in 2007.
It was a brother to me. He was sick and he was going through mental issues. He took it towards drinking all the time and smoking. There was no help. Family did not understand that us black people can go through depression.
Mr. Lauk moved to Australia as a young child. His family fled war and atrocities in southern Sudan, but like many in his generation, most of his memories are of life in Melbourne.
What happened here in Melbourne?
Yeah. He and Dandenong, I grew up here. When I lost my first friends, it was very shocking to me because that was the first death I've seen. Because I came here young, I didn't go through war and all this stuff. But that's when I understood that there are things in life that we need to take serious, and we're all humans. There is nobody immune to anything.
He says suicide has become devastatingly common among his friends and community, largely the children of South Sudanese refugees who came here seeking a life safe from harm.
I pretty much lost all my childhood friends. I've lost 7 friends, believe it or not. 2 through car accidents and the other 5 through depression. And we never look at it as a big issue. But then now all the suicide that have been happening, I think it's a wake-up call for the community to take this matter very serious.
He lost another friend just last month.
It's one of the strong boys that I've grew up with. It's mentally strong, physically strong. I couldn't believe that something like this could happen to him. And his funeral was last Saturday.
David Jock, an Adelaide-based youth worker, says the topic of suicide and mental health in general is rarely talked about in the South Sudanese community.
At this stage in our culture, the mental health is a taboo. You can't talk about it. So then there's not a lot of people who are aware about the issue that are facing about anxiety, about depressions.
But in a small Dandenong office, half a dozen young people from the local South Sudanese community have met to try and change that. They're mostly in their early 20s and they're tired of losing their friends. Most of them have never spoken openly about mental health and suicide before. They want to brainstorm to tease out some of the underlying issues. They talk about how there's no word for depression in the Dinka language, and they talk about how hard it is to raise such problems with their parents, who had such a different upbringing to their own, marked by war and tragedy. This is Jackie Toot.
There's the trauma competition going where some kids feel as though their trauma isn't, you know, at the same level as their parents, because, you know, obviously their parents went through, I guess, a lot worse in the scheme of things. But while it is valid, I feel like in the home, we don't feel like it's valid. And if you don't think depression exists, it's like, how am I going to speak to you about it?
Another young woman, Jessica Oyey, talks about growing up caught between two cultures and not feeling completely part of either.
I was born here, but it's like, even though I went to school with a bunch of white kids, I'm not white. So it's like I still have that outsider mentality. And I feel like our parents don't understand that necessarily.
And then there's unemployment. Kush Kwei says young men in particular, even those with degrees, struggle to find work. And it can be incredibly corrosive to their sense of self-worth.
Unemployment is a factor. It definitely is, like if we're going to look at it at a surface level. It's like this deep feeling of like inadequacy. I'm not good enough to get a job.
And then there are the media reports about so-called South Sudanese gangs and several well-publicised negative comments by high-profile politicians. 20-year-old Titan Dabirian says this form of discrimination is affecting his entire community.
That's 100%. Like, I don't think you can argue that they haven't. So when you feel like the majority has a certain perception of who you are, that is unjust and unfair, that definitely has an impact on your own just health in general.
Listening to all of this is mother of five, Dandenong-based social worker Mary Reich.
So there are a lot of negative talk about social in this community, but we are not bad, really. We are not bad.
She says she went to four funerals for young people who had suicided last year and two this year.
It is a big crisis, yeah. Oh, definitely it is a crisis. Young person will have so much, you know, in life to take their life. It is not common in my community back home.
She wants all levels of government, local, state and federal, to acknowledge there's a problem. She also wants to see more change inside the community, more discussion, less stigma, less shame.
It is sort of very hidden, like there's a shock in the community and there's that sort of not knowing what to do. So last year I organized a group of parents and the young people to come and really talk to us what is going on. So it was, we ran about two sessions, but of course lack of the support or resources, I was doing it from, you know, with few women whom I approached, like, you know, for us to every time go and burn our children, it is really not good. We have to do something. Let's know from them what is going on.
The Coroner's Court of Victoria investigates unnatural deaths and keeps a suicide register, in part to identify high-risk population groups. When SBS asked if they'd found any trends among Victoria's South Sudanese community, they sent this response.
Unfortunately, we don't have any data readily available regarding suicide in Victoria's South Sudanese community, and our coroner's prevention unit is currently at capacity, assisting coroners in active investigations.
Dr. Melanie Bark, a research fellow with the University of South Australia, says there's very little data available in this area.
At the moment, all we have is anecdotal evidence from the community, despite a 2011 parliamentary report suggesting the collection of data such as ethnicity and culture for people who have passed away from suicide. This hasn't been implemented.
But the group of Dandenong youth say this is a real problem. In such a small community, it affects everyone. 21-year-old Nikki Deng says she's the one her friends turn to when they're feeling down. She's lost four of them. And she's terrified of what will happen next.
Like, I honestly do not. I don't want to go to normal funerals. It's not okay. And it's not. I don't want to go to any more funerals. We need the South Sudanese community. We need help. We need a way to deal with this, and we need all the resources that we can get.
Rhianna Nelston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.